Wow. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hi.
Carly's coming at us with another Straight Up Missing Persons case.
Tonight, we're talking about JL Tierra Hamblin. She was 20 years old when she was last seen in the Trailside Loop area of southern Anchorage, Alaska, on October 11th, 2014. That night, JL and her roommate Kendra, they had gone out to dinner and returned home before 10 p.m. JL was upbeat at dinner. They both seemed to have a great time. Kendra's children and JL's infant son, Joel, were being babysat by Kendra's mother while they were all out for dinner. When they got home, Kendra went to bed, but JL was considering going out again. JL had been upset that night a little bit because there was a man that she liked, and apparently he had kind of rejected her. So we're not actually sure if she was still in the home at the time, but around 1:40 a.m., she texted a male friend that she was crying and upset and she wanted to meet up with him. But a little over an hour later, around 3 a.m., JL extends texts with another man whose identity is not confirmed or released. So not her male friend, a different guy. But we know that the male friend like doesn't show up. The next morning, Kendra texted JL around 10:32 a.m. with no response. And at noon, Kendra knocks on JL's door, but she discovers that JL was gone and the bed was unmade. At first, Kendra like initially assumed that JL had gone out that night. She knew she was like kind of thinking about going out after they came back from dinner, and maybe she stayed out all night, or maybe she left the home early in the morning. But she would go on to text her two more times that afternoon. Got no response. Any of the calls to her phone went straight to voicemail. Kendra looked around and noticed that JL had taken her purse and her cell phone with her, but she left her vehicle at home. So her 1998 Ford Expedition was still parked in the driveway. There's no camera footage of any home security, anyone else's Ring cameras. There's no one seeing a car pick her up. They don't see her walking in the street, meeting anybody. There's nothing. A couple days later, there is still no sign of JL. So her mother reports her missing officially on October 14th. And a later analysis of JL's phone showed that neither of Kendra's texts sent on October 12th were received, which meant that JL's phone was either off or the battery had died. The last correspondence that was actually officially on the phone was that of with the unidentified male around 3 a.m. And JL was never seen or heard from again after that. A few months later, March 2015, some hikers found JL's black purse buried in the snow along a trail in Chugiak, I believe, Chugiak, Alaska, and they turned it into the police.
Nope.
No. Nope.
Now, what's even weirder, I'm not sure, not positive, this is not corroborated, but one of the podcasts, like one of the only ones I could find about JL, is there is a possibility that one of the hikers is somehow either had worked at the same place JL worked or was related directly by like as a sibling or whatever to someone who worked with JL. But we're not sure. But if that's true, that's sketch as fuck. We do not.
I don't like it.
Either way, her purse is found buried in the snow on a trail in Alaska.
No purse left behind.
Great, okay.
No.
Inside the purse was her social security card and her iPhone 5. And authorities do not believe that JL placed it there herself. The weather on the night that she disappeared was below freezing, and she did not enjoy hiking. So she's not out there having fun. That's for sure. JL was born in Washington State, and she actually spent the first 14 months of her life in foster care before being adopted. And she was raised in Wasilla, Alaska, but she did also spend some time in Washington with her father after her parents' divorce. Growing up, she struggled with some cognitive, social, and developmental delays, and she was eventually diagnosed with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. JL's mother stated that she did kind of begin like a rebellious stage in her early teens. She dropped out of high school. She ran away from home for the first time at age 17. However, her family states that after JL gave birth to her son, Joel, that really gave her like a purpose in life. And this like really led her to turn it around and become a more responsible person. So they really don't believe that at the time that she disappeared, that she would have abandoned him and just gone off. Because that's not what she was about at that time.
No.
Her mother did file for custody shortly after JL's disappearance, and she is now raising Joel.
Oh.
Good.
She
Good.
Said, quote, "The cheeks are hers. Those are her cheeks, exactly." And she says, like, every time she looks at Joel, she sees JL. Authorities are investigating JL's case as a possible homicide, but it remains unsolved. JL Hamblin would be 28 years old at the time of this recording. She is described as a white female, 5'4", 4, between 170 and 185 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. But JL had dyed her hair pink shortly before her disappearance. Her ears are pierced. She has a strawberry birthmark at the base of her skull. She was last seen wearing a dark blue or black peacoat made of like a wool-like fabric, wide leg blue jeans, dark colored high-heeled shoes or boots, a dark colored scarf, and some earrings. She also may go by the name Sasha or her middle name Tiara, which is actually her birth name. Anyone with information regarding JL's disappearance or her current whereabouts is encouraged to call the Anchorage Police Department at 907-786-2681.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.